Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. How do we balance the challenge of the Great Commission with the realities of the modern workplace?
Well, Bill, I think the first thing that whatever age you live in, I mean, we've always been under pressure in the workplace. That's just the way it is in a fallen world. But in any age, it's very important to realize what the Bible means when it's talking about evangelism. We've kind of allowed evangelism to be redefined in the last, 100 years or so in the evangelical church, in that it's looked at as an event, where you find somebody that's willing to listen to you, or maybe not willing to listen to you, but anyway, you're talking, and you tell them they're a sinner. You tell them that that's okay because God has a plan to get them back right with Him through Jesus Christ. He died, was resurrected, and they can have eternal life if they trust in Christ. Now, that is the presentation of the gospel message, but evangelism is a whole lot more than that. It begins actually with doing good work, with letting people see the quality of your work. It also includes showing people your godly character and being concerned for them. So, like today, 80% of adults that come to Christ come to Christ through a relationship that they've developed, and the place where Christians and non-Christians most easily develop relationships today is in the workplace. And so that's why we are so keen on helping people understand this. But the first part is to help them understand that evangelism is a process. It begins with developing a relationship, and it also begins with doing excellent work. If we want people to care about our work, or care about our faith, we've got to pay attention to our work. And so that's kind of the first base. That's the first base in pleasing God. It's also first base in getting other people's attention. And then when they see our godly character demonstrated on a daily basis, see that coming out in us and the way we handle issues, the way we treat people, the way we make decisions about ethical issues, those kinds of things, when our competence and our character come together, that gives us some authority to actually speak. Now, the other part of that is that when we add concern to that and show concern to people will want to listen to us. But there's a whole other side of this as well, and that is, you know, we can do all the right things, but the Holy Spirit still has to be at work in a person's life. And when Dr. Larimore and I teach these principles publicly, we over and over again remind people that when a person comes to Christ, it's because the Holy Spirit's been at work in their lives. And the Holy Spirit is at work in a lot of people's lives around us. Our job is not to get them to pray the prayer, although that would be nice, but it's to find out what the Holy Spirit's doing in that person's life there and join Him at that place where they are in their spiritual journey. And so it may be that they have a lot of emotional hostility toward Christianity for whatever reason. It may be that they have intellectual barriers that are in the way. It may be that they just need some, you know, persuasion and consideration of you know, what it actually means to be a Christian that we show them in our lives. But our job is to join the Holy Spirit at whatever stage He has a person there, not jump straight to the gospel message that might not be very welcome to people initially.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.